Now, here he is, Chris Mason.
Let me indulge in a spot of amateur clairvoyance, if I may. Fast forward a month from now and political witterers like me will be sagely saying, ah, that election back in the spring, what jolly fun that was. But what really matters in politics is Brexit. But what do we actually know about what the parties will do when these negotiations with our cousins over the Channel begin? By my shaky arithmetic, the Conservative Manifesto, all 84 pages of it, refers to Brexit 15 times. Today, in Middlesbrough, the Prime Minister did that politician thing of talking about a such-and-such point plan. You know the thing, a three-point plan, a five-point plan, a ten-point plan, like those to-do lists your other half leaves you on your day off. So, fingers at the ready. How many are there? Here.
The common travel area with Ireland maintained, with no return to the borders of the past. Control of immigration, so that our immigration system serves the national interest. Rights for EU nationals in Britain and British nationals in the EU secured. Rights for workers enhanced. Free trade with European markets. New trade agreements for British goods and services with other countries around the world. A leading role in science and innovation. Continued cooperation to tackle crime and terrorism. And a phased approach to a new relationship delivering a smooth and orderly Brexit. That is my clear plan for Brexit. 12 objectives that amount to one ambitious goal.
Yep, 12. The central question, if she wins, is how much of this wish list is deliverable? And then there are the specifics, such as immigration. Back to the Tory manifesto. My rucksack is groaning with these tomes now. Page 54, it says this. It's our objective to reduce immigration to sustainable levels, by which we mean annual net migration in the tens of thousands. Ah, yes, that promise they've made roughly a trillion times before and never come close to keeping. And yet, if they did, what might that do to the economy? The independent forecasters, the Office of Budget Responsibility, has predicted a fall in net migration could hit the economy and force the government to borrow more money. In other words, cutting immigration might be popular with many, but it could come at a cost. Anyway, to Essex and Basildon and Labour's Jeremy Corbyn.
We in Labour understand that getting the right deal, one that secures our country's interests for the long term, will be challenging. A matter of serious planning and negotiation, not hectoring and threats. Labour is ready. Ready to deliver a deal that gives British business and British society the chance to thrive in a post-Brexit world.
Mr Corbyn also announced who would be on Labour's Brexit negotiating team. It would be Emily Thornberry, Barry Gardiner and the Shadow Brexit Secretary and former Director of Public Prosecutions, Sir Keir Starmer.
On the one hand, we've got Theresa May, who says she's got a Brexit plan, but just like her manifesto, one tug on the thread and all comes unravelled. Theresa May wanted the Label strong and stable and she's inherited weak and wobbly. And that is undermining our chances of getting the right deal in Brexit negotiations.
Up next, the Liberal Democrats, Brexit spokesman Nick Clegg.
Prices are now increasing directly in the shops, directly as an effect of Brexit. House prices are now stagnating for the first time in many, many years. I really don't know what kind of Britain the Conservatives inhabit if they think they can bamboozle people with all these sound bites and slogans.
Let's exit Brexit for now and have a look at what else is going on. The Greens have two leaders, you know. Caroline Lucas was on the telly last night. Jonathan Bartley was on the radio this lunchtime.
So many votes in the majority of places in the country won't count. The seats won't change hands. You might as well not bother turning out to vote.
He was talking to Jeremy Vine on Radio 2 about the first-past-the-post system, which can make it hard for small parties to win many seats, even if, across the country, they get a lot of votes.
We need a proportional system. You know, in 2015, we got 1.1 million votes. We should have had 24 MPs in the House of Commons. You know, imagine 24 Caroline Lucases, you know, in the House of Commons. You'd have a kind of earthquake. It'd be fantastic.
Time for another new manifesto now. The Ulster Unionist Party. Leader, Robin Swan.
We can no longer sit back and simply expect people to know why the union between Northern Ireland and Great Britain is the best option for them and their families. They need to hear that the union that is the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland not only is the best for the present, but it's best for future generations as well.
The Conservatives raised 11 times as much as Labour from donations in the third week of the general election campaign when you add up gifts of more than £7,500. That's from the Electoral Commission. Labour say they've had lots and lots of little donations, though. A quick word now from Nigel Farage.
I mean, if ever I saw a story that qualified for fake news, this is it.
He's talking about the Guardian's report that he's a person of interest to FBI investigators examining possible collusion between the Kremlin and Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
It is hysterical rubbish. It is coming from a sort of liberal media quarter who can't get to grips with the fact that Brexit happened, that Trump happened. They have to blame someone, and there is this vast conspiracy theory that it's all about the Russians.
A week to go until election day and night, and those rivals to Carolyn and Jim over on ITV are excited. They've snapped up Messrs Osborne and Balls as pundits for their nocturnal televisual declaration-a-thon. A reminder today of why many a politician will tell you that the five most terrifying words in the political lexicon are Michael Crick is in reception. The old stager has a terrier-like tendency for sinking his journalistic fangs straight through flesh and onto a nerve. Here he was asking the Prime Minister a question.
Michael Crick from Channel 4 News. Isn't the reason why you're doing so badly is that whenever people ask you about policy, all we get are clichés and platitudes? And we've seen the same today. People think there's nothing there.
Last word tonight, as tradition dictates, a bit of a TV viewing recommendation. Andrew Neil interviewing Lib Dem leader Tim Farron, BBC One, 7 o'clock.
Chris Mason at the election desk. And in the debate on social care, there is one aspect of how older people are cared for that's not been talked about much.